Hours after the City Preservation Board recommended last night the vast complex be listed as a historic landmark, Preservation Buffalo Niagara held a public meeting in the Common Council chambers to talk about what to do with the deteriorating industrial complex. Trico is a hodgepodge of buildings from different times built for different uses, and the roof is shot, letting snow and water inside. Matthew Enstis is president and chief executive officer of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. He told the meeting talks have been going on quietly for almost 2 years with an array of preservation groups talking about the building and what might be done. But Enstis says it's not yet appropriate to talk about what might happen. Developer Doug Swift says it's time to end these closed-door meetings.
We've learned lessons over the years that the deal behind the closed doors isn't really working anymore, because once you come out and people don't like what they see, then they react, and then that project is so far down the road and people are so committed to one path, it's very difficult to turn that ship around. We've seen it at the Peace Bridge. We've seen it down at Erie Canal. We've seen it at any number of projects around here that we're all familiar with.
The complex belongs to a city agency, and the medical campus is designated developer and has already renovated one structure as the Innovation Center. Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.